Blog Talk Radio. Journey. I have been so enjoyed this book, and I hope you have too. Good morning, Dr. Branchy.
Good morning, Cynthia.
How are you?
Pretty good, thank you.
That's awesome. Hasn't this book been something else?
Mm-hmm. It's a great book. It really is. It makes you think for sure.
Oh my God, I've had such a major shift. You know, I was sharing with you this morning the shift that I have experienced since going through this book. And, you know, when we get connected to our divinity, a lot of shift happens, doesn't it?
Well, it does, because you know what? You start realizing your real identity and who you really are, and you leave everything behind that doesn't matter, your fears and anxieties, and you start realizing that in everything you go through, the universe is in you, individuated as you. When you know that, nothing bothers you anymore.
That's
right.
You
step through all of it.
And that's what we're going to be talking about today in Chapter 35, which begins on page 335 if you have our books. So before we get into this topic, which is really going to blow your socks off, I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our opening prayer.
Heavenly Father, whether we know it or not, you are always in us and working through us to do great deeds. As we evolve in this emerging time, we thank you that all the invisible good that is coming our way is granted to us. Let us realize it and know that we are never alone in the universe. You are always with us, whether we realize it or not. We thank you for every single thing, including our physicality, our heartbeat, our blood, our cells, our divine spontaneous healing, our thinking, our movement through time and space in physical reality. Thank you that we are able to move outside of physical reality with our thoughts and our spirits to another dimension. Always, these dimensions travel onward and onward, and we thank you for it, that some people realize it and some don't. We have to always be gracious and be thankful, and we are on this line listening. We know the Holy Spirit works through us and through Cynthia and through all the people who listen, who get a blessing with every listen that they take. They are blessed mightily. And we know right now, today, there's a major lesson and a major healing for someone out there on the line who is listening and absorbing the energy of the Holy Spirit, which is divine and beautiful. We believe this is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much. You know, I wanted to thank you guys for going up to Facebook and searching for Circles of Prosperity and liking the page. We have a small little group of people that have liked us, and we're continuing to grow. We're so grateful for our growth. I know that many of you are sharing Circles of Prosperity with your friends and family, because our downloads of our archives has had an exponential growth. We doubled in 1 month from March to April. We doubled in our number of downloads. It's just amazing to see that. So I really am grateful for you sharing our archives with your friends and family. Today we're into chapter 35, and I entitled this lesson, "We're Not in Kansas Anymore." Because oneness says that we are going to be awakening to the realization that this is not the same world that we were born into. And they've mentioned this a couple of times throughout the book. But this lesson is specifically focused on that topic. So let's start with where they, with the beginning of the chapter. Distance yourself for a moment from the mundane concerns of your day-to-day existence and allow yourself to become aware of the subtleties of your sensory surroundings. And you will note that your physical senses have become keenly attuned to the vibrational changes that you have undergone, and that they are delivering to you a highly augmented variation on the kinds of sensory information you were able to perceive previously. So have you noticed a difference of how, you know, some of you, I remember Barbara was here in class on Saturday, and she says, "Can't you just feel it like there's this stillness? That there's nothing happening." She was so aware of a stillness that's permeating the universe. It's almost like the universe has taken a deep breath and it's, and we're residing in the emptiness between the breath in and exhaling, where there's no activity. And it says, as you approach that heightened stage of the ascension process, you will become alert to the acute levels of sensitivity that you are able to bring into your experience of physicality. And suddenly, a flower is no longer just a flower. It is a multi-sensory journey that guides you deeper into the arena of fragrance. And your capacity for opening to heightened sensory experience, well, that marks the beginning of a shift in awareness of how you perceive the world around you. And you begin to notice profound differences in your understanding of what is real. Wow. So the characteristics of your physical world take on an otherworldly quality as you find yourself probing the visions before you for details that you had never noticed before. And colors take on levels of intensity that you've never experienced before. And you are struck by the vividness of the experience of vision. And you begin to wonder whether you're still in the same world. And you realize that in many respects, you are not. So under normal circumstances, these changes occur so gradually and so spread out over so much time that it's difficult to make a correlation between the subtleties of change as layers of reality merge and become one. But now we're in a different time. We are under a radically augmented level of energy that is surrounding us, and these shifts are taking place within your moment-to-moment awareness. And so as you will come to find it quite fascinating to realize that virtually nothing in your physical reality has remained the same, the clues will elude you initially, but there will be a little question as you relinquish your instinctive need to control your reality and resist the recognition of these changes, that you are quite literally somewhere else now. And you know where it's really prevalent, where we can really see it? When we look at the shift in consciousness. Look at the battles that we're having right now. One is the whole issue with Trayvon Martin and whether or not you can just stand your ground and go kill somebody just because they look at you funny. We have that issue staring at us. This whole issue over gay marriage, everybody's in an uproar about that. Half of the country is for, the other half isn't. And even in our political process, what are we seeing? Half of the country is conservative, the other half is progressive. And it's such a stark difference in each of those components that they're having a hard time coming in the middle and making things work. This is what oneness says. Your attention will be captured by the systemic breakdown of many of the societal structures that gave definition to your world. Isn't that what we're experiencing? Look, our banks failed. We had a huge financial crisis. And guess what? It didn't just happen in the United States. It's all over the world. The thing that we think is going to help us and hold us, give us, is our provider, that's falling up or went to the wayside. But if you're in the ascension process, and we all are, whether we acknowledge it or not, you are moving into a different consciousness. And what we're seeing now is the whole fabric of, and I'm just going to focus on America, but it's happening all over the world. The whole fabric of that which we call America is being torn apart at the seams, and we're in the middle of it. Now we have a choice, don't we? Do we deal with this? Do we handle this in fear? And this is so amazing because we can see it outplaying, playing out in this reality. What happens when you deal with it in fear? You can't move forward. You have a group of people right now that are saying, no, we don't want change. We want it the way it was. We want to go back to the old way. Fear of moving forward. But the planet is moving forward. The planet itself is evolving. You live on this planet. You have to evolve too. We cannot go back. We cannot live in fear. We have to jump off that cliff in total faith. Didn't we have that lesson yesterday? We had that lesson yesterday. We have to jump off that cliff in total faith, knowing that everything is in divine order. So let's move on. Those of you who are able to view these inevitable changes without giving in to the instinctive reaction of fear that will consume many in your world will be able to float within the embrace of the energies and allow yourself to be carried to a higher ground. And the number one thing that oneness is stressing is that the key to riding out these turbulent times, and they're going to manifest, but it's going to be in your willingness to surrender. Your willingness to surrender totally to the process. Fully aware that you may not understand what is happening, because the changes will be so profound and so far-reaching, you will be challenged to maintain your mental and emotional equilibrium. Dr. Reggie and I were talking about financial crisis, and we both are perceiving that we're going to go through another financial crisis. And we were talking about how people literally jump off the roof or shoot themselves or kill themselves over money, the fact that they've lost money. And you know what that's about? That number one, it's fear, but it's someone who is trying to control their reality. And one is saying we need to surrender. Listen, surrender. All is well. All is in divine order. Why are we worrying and why are we fearful? We need to trust in trust and have faith in faith. So When you are confronted by the reality of what your physical senses show you, you have an opportunity to let go of the need to remain in control and to resign yourself to the fact that you have signed on for the adventure of a lifetime. Life is a roller coaster. It's an adventure. So, okay, here we go. I don't know what's going to happen, but I know I'm in divine perfection and I'm going with the flow. You signed up for this when you incarnated on planet Earth in this lifetime. You, in fact, have very little choice in this regard, for you have come too far in your awareness of the intensity of these structural changes to retreat into the illusion you have taken for granted all of your life. Because the fluidity of the momentum that holds you in its grasp is the only aspect of the process that you can anticipate with any certainty. Change is happening. So now the only thing you can focus on is how do you choose to handle it? That's what oneness is telling us. You can't control it. It's going to happen. Now how do you choose to deal with it? How do you choose to experience it? I choose to experience it in joy and happiness. I will be happy no matter what. I will be joyous no matter what. Why? Because I'm not going to control that. It will take quite some time for the dimensional shift to stabilize and for the reality in which you find yourself to once again be in a world where life could be considered predictable. Oneness is telling us that these shifts that are occurring on our planet are going to be taking place for this lifetime and probably for another, far into another lifetime. So we need to really work on how we're going to handle it. We're going to be in turmoil. And see, if a lifetime is considered 70 years, then we have 140 years of turmoil coming up. So the hallmark of these extraordinary times in terms of your physical awareness is the extremes of uncertainty that characterize virtually everything. And here's what's going to be challenged. Science will be challenged. Because it's going to be, they will be hard pressed to come up with the explanations for the phenomena that will become a fact of life in the times to come. And a world structured around the provable will crumble in the wake of events and evidence that do not fit into your linear understandings of reality. Bruce Lipton has a book out called Spontaneous Evolution. And he talks about how there are literally species on our planet that are becoming extinct, you know, very quickly. In our lifetime, they're extinct. And that it has never happened like that before. And how oneness explains it is that we are living in a time where the planet can no longer support that life form anymore. The vibration on the planet has changed and is such that it can't support that life in this reality and in this dimension. And really and truthfully, they very quietly said to us, we are on the verge of extinction if we don't shift in our consciousness. So that's why this book is here. That's why this information is here. And you know what? I believe that if you are tuning in, that you know something is going on and you are seeking to find out what it is and how to deal with it. Because now it's down to survival. How will I survive? Many of you may be coming to that question because you got laid off of a job in this so-called economic downturn. Or you lost your home or you've been somehow negatively impacted in this economic downturn, and now you're saying, how will I survive? And you are seeking. But I'm here to tell you that God has given you everything for your survival. It's just a matter of how you use the gifts that he's given you. Are you aware of the gifts and the power that you have? How you are divinely made and empowered and not a victim. So the phenomena that will manifest do not stand as evidence of fallacies of your understandings, but rather as an indication that it is time to expand them. Because the rules that defined your linear reality, they still stand as a structure that delineates accurately what was true of your world. But that is not the world in which you find yourself now, because that world is relegated to a place in the time-space continuum where your awareness is no longer present. You're not even in that space anymore. You have ascended. So the reality that appears to your physical senses is a similar place in many respects to the one in which you have spent much, if not most, of your life, yet the surface characteristics are where the similarities end. In other words, you can look around and say, this is my house, and these are my clothes, and I lived in this house and such and such. Okay, that part appears the same. That's just the surface. But the entire dynamic in the manifestation of your reality in this here and now is a whole different process entirely. And even though you may be interacting with the same cast of characters and be living under the same roof, or so it would seem, this stage set is for a different kind of drama. So those of you with the presence of mind to regard with fascination the changes within your very own physical senses will have the tools to handle easily the fact that you are very different and that you are living within the context of your own identity. You will find that you have suddenly and without explanation transcended physical limitations that you had assumed were permanent characteristics of your own self-definition. And now you will discover that you are able where once you were not. And now you have sensory perceptions that you have never before experienced. And now these so-called miracles become commonplace occurrences, not only for you, but for everyone. Remember, we had a whole chapter where we talked about instant manifestation. As you go through the ascension process and you become aware of your connection to oneness, you can manifest whatever it is that you desire and instantaneously. Are you practicing? I am. I am practicing. Are you? Because that is how you will survive these turbulent times. And just so in case you're visiting Circles of Prosperity and you don't know what I'm talking about, go back and listen to the archives. Go back and listen to our archives. We're giving you the survival keys for the 21st century. Please take advantage of it and listen to the archives. So the awakening process has accelerated to the point that those who openly acknowledge awareness of the changes are more numerous than not. And even in social strata where you would not expect to find openness to such concepts, there is openly acknowledged These people are openly acknowledging the acceptance of the fact that everything seems to be changing. And people everywhere are shifting their awareness inward and are reaching beyond the mundane evidences of a physical reality for a spiritual foundation on which to build their understanding of what is so. People who sit in church every Sunday are saying, you know, this is not working for me. I need something else. And they are seeking. They are hungry. They are not defining themselves as Baptist or Catholic. They say, you know what? I'm just spiritual, but I got to find where I need to find how to connect. What are they asking for? They're asking to connect with oneness. There's something bigger. There's something more. So listen, you know, that awareness that we're seeking so much, it's universal. And how does one choose to come to grips with what has and continues to transpire will separate you from your fellow human beings, and or it will draw you together as one. And that's where we are right now. It's either going to tear us completely apart, the struggle between faith and fear, or we're going to come together as one. And I, for one, am praying that we come together. And I hope that you join me in that too. If you are able to transcend the differences and the sense of separation that once defined your world, you will be rewarded with a vantage point from which all is possible. And you know, they're not talking about just the separation because some people are in fear and some are in faith, but they're talking also about feeling that separateness from the Creator, from the Source, from the universe, from God, whatever you want to call it. When you merge and find your wholeness with that energy, you can transcend all of the drama that's happening on planet Earth. You can expect to be able to share your own experience of these times more openly now. And those of you who felt inhibited by what was once the consensus overview will begin to emerge with a sense that it is safe to talk about how you really feel and what is really happening in your life, because people everywhere are having these experiences. So you need not continue to consider yourself an oddity and bury the reality of your experiences in the closet of your fears. Many of you have residual fears from other realities and other time frames where your spiritual perceptions were met with the horrors of the atrocities that color so many of your personal histories. But these ones now have the opportunity to confront the depths of those fears and to emerge into the bright new dawn of these times unencumbered. For the fear-based systems that exercise the unrelenting tyranny that has characterized your world will soon crumble in the wake of an awareness that invalidates all man-made systems of discrimination. We are really beginning to, at the beginning stages of making peace on Earth. And I hope that you are ready. I'm going to ask Dr. Reggie to take us into our closing prayer this morning.
We are so grateful to be in this time and so fortunate to be living at the edge of reality and the edge of eternity at the same time. We thank you, Father, for being in your mind. We are in your mind always, and you're always with us, no matter what changes take place on earth. on every strata of level of development of reality, you are there. We just have to realize the truth, to make real the truth of who you are in us, working in us, around us, and even as us, right here, right now, on this planet, to be able to evolve and to transcend everything that's as terror coming on the planet. We transcend it in peace. We transcend it in love. We transcend it in power and might. And in you, it is transcendence of love eternal. We believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you, sweet spirits. I love you so much. And we'll be here tomorrow. Have a blessed day.